Hi there. The word for you today is knowing what not to say. In Proverbs 29, verse 11, Solomon writes, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." Now, honesty and good communication are the foundation stones for a healthy relationship. This is particularly so in marriage. But a word of caution here. Any good idea can be misused. For example, it's honest for a man to tell his wife that he doesn't care for the way she cooks, and it's honest for a woman to express anger over her husband's shortcomings. But honesty that doesn't have the best interest of the other person at heart is cruel and a form of selfishness. This is especially so when the other person can't do anything about what you're complaining about. Some couples, in their determination to share every thought and opinion, destroy the sweet spark of romance that drew them together. No longer is there any sense of magic. Why? Because they've unraveled the romantic allure that first attracted them to one another. Listen, your spouse is the person you chose to marry. So, if you didn't do your homework up front, don't complain when you don't like the test results. Here's what Peter writes about enduring love, the kind that works. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Continue to show deep love for each other. Listen to it. For love covers a multitude of sins. And Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Listen to these words. Patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. When you practice these virtues, you're guaranteed a happy marriage. And that is the word for you today.